the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. You might have heard that at the end of the last segment. I missed all of that. But
don't forget the Michigan Talk Network and WBRN.
Right. Yep.
And, of course,
on a podcast near you.
Jethro Network.
Yeah, all of that. But anyway, we're talking about vegetables out of the garden, and this is the bounty season right now. The next 3 weeks are you're going to be, if you raise a garden or you can go by a farm market, everything that's wonderful from Mother Nature is coming ready right now.
And that philosophy that I have used for decades, and eat as much as you can while it's fresh.
Oh, yeah.
This is the time. You know, binge on that stuff. I'm tired of zucchini. I'm telling you that right now.
Right. Yeah.
But I never get tired of tomatoes.
Nope.
And I'm growing tomatoes that you wouldn't believe. I mean, they're just every day I have to pick them.
Yep.
And my neighbor's jealous, and he's the one that gave me all the starts.
Yeah. Yep.
But
they need sunshine. He's kind of in the woods.
The cool thing that I learned from a chef in Chicago when I was doing, I was at Backyard Barbecue in Wilmette. Danny did these cool classes all the time, and I used to participate. And he brought in this chef one time, and we put some took big, beautiful beefsteak tomatoes and cut them in half, and then set them up on the grill, on the smoker, actually, and put a little sea salt on them, and then mounded up blue cheese, crumpled blue cheese on them, and smoked them. And then we served those to the guests. And I'm laughing because of the faces Randy's making. He helped himself to some seasoning. That's what happens when you stick your finger in something.
No, I
anyway,
smoked me.
You put that. You put the crumpled blue cheese on the cut part of that tomato.
Yep.
And you smoke it on there, and then you present it on its own little plate. And it's just very cool looking because people have never seen this before for the most part.
So for those that don't like blue cheese, gorgonzola cheese, can you substitute? Because
you can do what you want, but this is the way that I do it. And
I love it, but I've got family members that won't eat it.
If you don't tell anybody it's blue cheese, they'll love it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
But the cheese kind of melts down a little bit, and it gets brown from the smoke.
Yeah.
And it's just cool looking. Yep. And you just tell them it's cheese.
Right. Yep.
See what they think. But that's a really nice one. So you are going to get a lot of extra tomatoes now, and I have a neat little trick. There's this great guy north of my little town of Lowell on 91. It's about 5 miles north on the west side, and he has this fruit stand in front of his house on the way to your old house.
Yep, yep.
And
I know what you're talking about.
If he's not out there, you can just put money in the tube. It's really cool.
Yeah, he's not on 91. He's right there on Lincoln Lake.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's Lincoln Lake.
Yep.
He grows the best tomatoes, and his peppers are like the size of a cantaloupe.
Right.
This dude knows how to grow food. He's really a cool guy. But last year, I bought a bunch of his tomatoes at the end of the season, and he even let me pick the ones that he passed up on. He gave me those for free. He says, well, I'm out, but you can go up in this lane down here and you can take all you want. And I loaded up.
Stuff that's left on the vine, maybe not a perfect shape.
Right, and that's it. And maybe overripe. But here's the deal. I was going to make sauce anyway.
Right.
And what do you want? You want an overripe tomato anytime you're making sauce because it's peaked out in its flavor. And you're going to get a way better sauce or canned tomatoes from that.
Right.
I don't can tomatoes. I buy Hunt's.
Yeah.
They're too easy. I like their roasted tomatoes. But if you're going to make like a bunch of salsa, so he's got these beautiful peppers. And then, of course, I always stock up on Vidalias. I have a year's worth in the fridge at any point in time.
Right.
And
they keep well if you keep them cool.
Yep. And so I'll roast up the peppers and he also has jalapenos. Any farm market does the same thing, right? You get your jalapenos, your colored peppers, onions, whatever you like to put in your salsa. I'll dice up some celery at the last minute. But I will not smoke that. But I'll smoke the peppers and the tomatoes. And I mean like trays and trays of them. And then you set them on the tray. You let them cool down because they're going to bleed a little bit. And then I just put them in a big bowl. And I take my my blender, whatever
like
type.
Immersion blender.
You can use that or you can throw them in the big one, whatever you like. And you just grind it right down. And that's great for salsa or for making your tomato paste or sauce.
So are you leaving the skins on the tomatoes?
Yep. Absolutely.
After they've been cooked, they soften up a little bit.
Absolutely. That's got all the vitamins in it.
Yep.
So don't get rid of the skins. It's crazy. It's foolishness.
Yep. Core them a little bit and get the top
off. I don't even core them.
Really?
No. I cook that stem down. All that stuff has nutrients in it.
Yep.
And by the time you put it through the blender, you know, that's just like cabbage. When you're making your coleslaw, I used to always core the coleslaw. And I was at Big Bob Gibson's down in Decatur, Alabama, and Jeff was the manager at the time. And I said, what do you put in your coleslaw? Do you have horseradish in this? And he goes, no, that bitterness is the core of the cabbage. We grind that. And so it's kind of like horseradish. So if you like a little bit of that kick on your coleslaw,
right,
take that core out and then throw it in the blender.
Little zip.
That is it. Man. And it's nutrients. Cool. You bought it.
Yeah.
You grew it.
So cucumbers might be coming a little bit toward the end of that season. They're an early veg coming out of the garden. But you always make these things called sun pickles.
Yes.
And it's such a simple recipe, but it turns out so awesome.
I love them. Have you made them yet?
But no,
you
I
could.
Haven't. Because it's just Lisa and I, and, you know, I mean,
here's the beauty of it. You can make 2 little jars at a time. You
really?
Don't have to make a giant batch.
Yeah, I thought it was like, you know, a couple gallons of
them
or something.
No. You can look at this recipe. It's on thegrillingguys.com. Our sponsors are all on that site as well. You can look to the right, and you can find a link to them. If you want to stream Jethro live while we're on, let's say the signal's not what you need, where you're at the time, you go to thegrillingguys.com, go to the bottom of the page and look for Jethro Live, and you can stream us. You right. can get the podcast there as well. But this is called...
Sun Pickles?
I think that's just under Sun Pickles. But my friend's wife, Tony, up in McBain, Dave and Tony Naderhood, they used to own Positive Chimney up in Cadillac, and they're just wonderful people, and Tony is a riot. And she's a fantastic cook. And she gave me some of these when I did a grilling demo for them years ago. And I love pickles. And I went nuts instantly. And she told me how she did it. And I've been putting this recipe on the site and talking about it every year this time of year.
Yeah, you
got
to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and she's just such a peach.
And a great pickle maker.
Yes. So basically what you're doing is you're making spears out of your cucumbers.
Okay.
And if you get those cucumbers that got too big and they have too much seed and gelatin in the middle, you can still make spears out of them and then just scoop a little bit of that out if you want. But if they do get that big, your rind is going to be kind of tough. I'm dealing with a few of those right now. I can't pick my cucumbers fast enough. They grow every day. So it's basically white vinegar. You can use apple cider vinegar if you want. And then here's the key. Pickling spice. It's the best thing McCormick's ever did.
Yeah.
One of the best things. You get some hot peppers, dill heads. You want fresh dill.
That makes a big difference.
You slide them all in there. You make up this brine with kosher salt, water, garlic, and you put them all in you stand them up in the jars, beautiful, just like Vlasic does. And then you pour your brine over it. And this is the cool thing. You put your fresh dill on top. Or in the jar. I usually put it down in the jar with the pickles and then slide the pickles in and pour the brine in. On top, you cut a nice thick slice of rye bread. And you cut it so that it'll fit in there, or you just stuff it in there, whatever you're going to do. And now, Jop, here's the best part. Now's when you can use that aluminum foil.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
I put tin foil on top. And I set them in the sun,
right,
for 3 days. These only take
so the foil keeps the bugs and stuff out.
Yep.
Maybe a rubber band around it so it doesn't blow off.
And that rye bread, don't put too much, but you got to put a decent amount in there. That rye bread will be disintegrated by the end of the third day. And if it's not, when you pull that foil off, just pop the rest of that bread off and chuck it, and the dog won't bother with it.
Right. And then the rye bread. Does what?
Something.
Gives it some sort of rye bread flavor.
It's just some sort of chemical reaction, and it's fantastic.
All right, I'll have to do
that. But then you have to refrigerate them.
Okay.
Perfect.
Coming up next, it's one of our board of directors, the Cajun that we all love, T-Gid. Stick with us. We'll be back.